We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show, and welcome in Red Rachel. Hello, Red Rachel.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Interesting. You're good. You were just saying, we're talking about Biggie's horror movies. You've not seen the movie Scream.
No.
You don't love horror movies.
Not particularly, no.
But you are watching the monster series on Netflix about Ed Gein.
I am.
Who is known, I just looked him up a little because we were talking about it, the Butcher of Plainfield. And Red Rachel said he was born in the early 1900s, 1906. I thought he was much later than that. He lived till 1984.
Well, when they said this show was coming out, I was like, why have I never heard of this person? Because there aren't a lot of serial killers I haven't heard of.
Because you're a true crime person.
I am.
Yeah.
And so I looked into him, studied up on it a little bit, because I wanted to know. I know Netflix doesn't do it entirely accurately because it's a, you know, it's a scripted series. They have to make it interesting.
Right.
And he wasn't really that interesting.
Oh, really?
So not
they,
really.
They made him. Well, you know, Biggie says the complaint is they've made him a nicer guy than he really was.
They're putting a lot of blame on the mother.
For making him.
Yeah.
For screwing him
up. But they're
out.
Like, let's remember he also skinned people and wore their skin.
I think it's weird because the same show that made Eric and Lyle Menendez.
Mm-hmm.
And also Dahmer. And I think they did the same thing with Dahmer. They made him seem just like a
more
you know,
human,
nice
more understandable.
But with Eric and Lyle, they made them seem like, you know, terrible people. And
they did.
I'm not saying they're great people or anything, but.
Well, wait a minute now. I hope we don't clash over this. I don't think they should get out of jail. I think after seeing that, I saw that also.
Uh-huh.
And I don't believe they should get out of prison. Do
I
you?
Really, I'd not really.
Good. That's good.
I don't think they'd reoffend, but they still killed two people.
Yeah. And you know, they were almost ready to get out, and apparently they've done some things in prison that they weren't supposed to do. The cell phone thing where they had
Not model prisoners.
They have not been model prisoners. They get another chance, I think, in 3 years or so. So what my wife says I can't handle the Ed Gein. She turned me on to the Eric Menendez and Lyle Menendez, but she says this one's not for me.
It's not. Episode 4 so far is the worst one.
Gory.
Gory, a lot of blood, and like I said, not completely accurate, but like there was, I don't want to spoil too much, but it was like a lot of chainsaw stuff in episode 4.
Oh. When was the chainsaw invented?
Well, if Gein was using it in the,
yeah.
what, in the 30s,
40s,
20s? 30s? When did he begin his killing spree, do you know?
I couldn't tell you.
But you should know these things.
I can't. They're kind of confusing me because they keep jumping around. But like I said, Ed Gein's not that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to like Alfred Hitchcock era, and then they come up to whoever made Chainsaw Massacre. Like they're bouncing around a lot, and it's hard for me to figure out exactly what year we're in at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, imagine being in serial killer hell and finding out you're not that interesting now. Hey, Gein, they did a documentary or a series about you on Netflix. Winds up you're not that interesting. Oh, screw off, Bundy.
No one sits with Ed at lunch.
Yeah.
Okay. Quick factoid. This is interesting. The chainsaw was invented in the late 18th century by Scottish doctors John Aitken and James Jeffrey for the explicit use of the surgical procedure to widen the pelvis during childbirth.
Hey, fun.
Golly.
Your baby's breached.
Anything else we could use this for?
You know, I can't think of anything.
You know, I have a branch near my house that might work on.
Please. This is a delicate medical instrument, you fool.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad I was born in this century.
Oh, yeah.
No,
really?
She means this century.
Yeah, this one.
Oh, that's right.
We're 1900s.
God, that just dawned on me. We were born in
You guys were born last century?
Oh.
Yeah.
We were born last century. Oh, that really hurt. You were born this century?
I was.
Well, you missed a lot of good stuff, though. I'm telling
you.
You missed the chainsaws and all that?
Well, the chainsaws, but the, you know.
You missed Tears for Fears.
Yeah, you missed a lot of that.
Janet Jackson.
Yeah, MTV. That was really good. That was cool.
God.
Michael Jackson. You missed Michael Jackson. Let's play this game. Oh, you missed the pyramid. The pyramid was played in the 80s. Now we play with John on the line to pick his partner. Do you want Red Rachel, Chris Dem, or Biggie? John, who you got?
Taking Biggie.
Biggie is the choice today. Okay, good luck to the both of you. David, you can have Chris Dem or Red Rachel. Who would you like to be your partner today?
I'll take Chris Dem, and it's Davis.
Oh, Davis. Okay. Davis, you and Chris Dem. I'll make a note of that. You and Chris Dem are together today, and we have Randy Robert with Red Rachel, the quadruple R's in here today.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Oh, man. Welcome to the show. Randy Robert, you're with Red Rachel today.
That's cool. Hey, talking about all this serial killer mess,
mm-hmm.
my two favorite serial killers of all time,
Don't count yourself.
Wayne Gacy. The killer clown, John Wayne Gacy. Yeah. And that wretched piece of female swine, Eileen Wuornos.
Eileen
Yes,
Wuornos.
She's my favorite. Yes.
Monster.
Look at you, under the radar.
Monster.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that, yeah, that's the movie that...
That's Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron. Have you seen that?
I haven't.
That, and why do you like her so much, Red Rachel?
Because, you know, there are not a lot of women.
That's right,
you know,
women.
She's helping yeah. balancing mm-hmm. out the playing field.
Representation.
Yes.
Girl
it
power.
Matters.
That's right. Girl power.
I see you.
Exactly right. Okay. John and Biggie will go first. Here are the categories. Inside each category, 7 words. You try to get them to say all 7 words in 30 seconds. Whoever does best with 2 rounds, a winner. The Lion's Share, The Candyman Can, Ticket to Ride, Round, Round, I Get Around, Party Time, and Kings of the Screen. Biggie, you can have any one of those. Which would you like?
Oh, gosh. Let's see where to start. I'm going to take Kings of the Screen.
Kings of the Screen. These are very famous movie characters.
Ooh.
That's a pretty tough category here. Very yeah. famous movie characters for John. John, are you ready?
Sure.
Famous movie characters, Kings of the Screen, 30 seconds. On your mark. Get set. Go.
He was a boxer. Sylvester Stallone played him.
Rocky.
Yes, this is the bad guy in Star Wars.
Darth Vader.
Yes, this is he was a hero. Harrison Ford played him. He had a whip.
Han Solo?
Nope, he had a whip.
Indiana Jones.
Yes, this is a famous wizard kid.
Harry Potter.
Yes, this is 007.
James Bond.
Bingo. This is the lead in The Matrix. He was played by Keanu Reeves.
Neo?
Yep, this is a big green ogre. Mike Myers played him.
Yes, you got Shrek it. At the buzzer. That's awesome. That's cool. Awesome right there. You see that?
That guy got it today now. Man, that's a good player right there.
I thought your clues were excellent. And the player was very, very good. I thought Neo might...
I spend a lot of time with movies. It's mostly what I do now.
You're right. That and hospitals. You got a hospital category.
Yeah, give me that next. Well, what's early? Give me that.
We had one earlier in the week. 7 out of 7 here. So the perfect round for Biggie and John. Davis is on with Chris Dim. Chris Dim, you can have The Lion's Share, The Candyman Can, Ticket to Ride, Round, Round, I Get Around, or Party Time?
Well, I don't... Davis and I will start with Ticket to Ride, please.
Ticket to Ride. These are things you can ride. Things you can ride in or on. Davis, he has 30 seconds to describe these. By the way, if you hear this, cuckoo, it means he's made a mistake, and you'll have to go to the next. Davis, 30 seconds. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Two wheels, Schwinn.
Bicycle.
Yes. Cowboys ride these.
Horse.
Yes. Kids ride these at parks, in bowls and on ramps.
Skateboard.
Yes. You ride these at amusement parks. They're big, like trains on tracks.
Roller coaster.
Yes. This is the locomotive, caboose.
Train.
Yes. You ride these in the desert.
Camel.
Yes.
6 out of 7. Did not get to scooter, so a 1-point lead for Biggie. Another good player here. 7-6 is the score. We started very strongly.
What was the last one there?
Your
mom.
The last.
It had to be. I was going to say, if it's not your mom, it's not right.
It was Scooter. It was Scooter. Yeah. I would not do that.
That should have been your mom.
Randy Robert and Red Rachel are next. Red Rachel, you can choose The Lion's Share, The Candyman Can, Round, Round, I Get Around, or Party Time.
Let's go Party Time.
Party Time it is. These are things associated with a party of any kind, things associated with a party. Are you ready, Randy Robert?
Yes, sir.
30 seconds on your mark. Get set. Go.
You cut this. You put candles on it.
Okay.
Yes, you pump these up with helium.
Balloons.
Yes, you listen to this, like rock, pop. Or
for music.
Yes, this is what you drink. It's not wine. It's... It's
champagne.
It's no, it's like draft.
Beer.
Yes, you do this to the music. You
dance.
Yes, this comes out of a cannon. It's like a big explosion. It's a little
confetti.
Piece. Yes, this is what you hit with a stick and candy falls out.
Ooh, piñata was the last one. 6 out of 7. It's a great game, everyone. 7-6-6. And we go next to, it'll be Davis and Chris Dim, then followed by Red Rachel and Randy Roberts. So Davis gets to choose here. Biggie will go last this time around. He's got a 1-point lead. Davis, you can have The Lion's Share, The Candyman Can, or Round, Round, I Get Around.
The Candyman Can.
The Candyman Can. These are brand names of candy. Brand names of candy. Little Halloween theme here.
All right.
Brand names of candy, Davis. 30 seconds. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Chocolate, peanuts, nougat, caramel.
Ooh, M&M.
Nope.
Snickers.
Yes. These are peanut butter cups made by...
Reese's.
Yes. These melt in your mouth, not in your hand. Yes. A chocolate bar, the biggest chocolate bar of them all.
Ooh. Hershey.
Yes. This is, oh, God. Does this one have coconut or not have coconut? It's chocolate and...
Oh, yeah. Pass.
All right. This is named after a galaxy.
Oh, my. Mounds is what messed you up there. You got four, and that gives you a 10 total. Chris Tim's waving it off. He's giving it the...
How do you describe Snickers?
That's tough. Well, the most popular candy bar I've ever told you.
He could have said you're not you when you're hungry.
Yeah, that's right. Have I ever told you how I eat a Snickers?
No.
Don't.
Ed Gein ate them the same way.
Yeah. If you thought Ed Gein was odd,
if you
just
thought
wait.
He was weird.
I will. Someday I'll tell you how
He's just not that interesting, but this is weird.
I'm interested.
No.
I've never heard somebody say... Have I told you how I eat a Snickers?
I'll give it to Don't worry.
He learned it from a fellow serial killer.
I did. A friend gave it to me once years ago. Randy Robert, you can have the lion's share or round, round, I get around.
Whew. Man, I don't like either one of those, but round, round, I get around.
These are things that are round. That's all there is to it, okay? You need four to tie Chris Dim and Davis. Five will give you the lead. Of course, Biggie's yet to go. Things that are round. On your mark, get set, go.
This is a sport. You play it with a bat. The Yankees.
Baseball.
Yes. This is a fruit. It's also a color.
Orange.
Yes. This is like a quarter, a dime, a nickel.
A coin.
Yes. This tells time.
A clock.
Yes. This is a dessert. It's you get it at like a bakery. Krispy Kreme.
Pie.
Krispy Kreme.
Pie, cake.
Dunkin'.
Donut.
Yes, this is what you eat food off of.
Plate.
Yes, this is what you turn to.
Oh, very nice. 6 out of 7. Almost got caught there on donut, but got 6. So that's a 12 total. That eliminates Davis. The last one was doorknob. And eliminates Davis from competition. And Biggie, you will need 5 to tie and 6 to win. We'll go back to John. 5 to tie and 6 to win, John. The category is the lion's share. These are things associated with a lion. Are you ready, John?
Let's do this, Biggie.
All right. 5 ties it, 6 wins it. On your mark. Get set. Go.
He is the blank of the jungle, the biggest.
King.
Yes. This is the noise they make. Another word.
Roar.
Yes. This is the big hair part around their head.
Mane.
This is where the lions live. Also.
Den.
No, like a.
Pride.
No, like, the blank book. They live in this where tigers are too.
Jungle.
Yes. This is people go, another word for shooting the animal. They go on a blank.
Safari. Hunt.
Hunt. Yes. This is the movie that has Dorothy, the blank. Tin Man.
No. Oh, no. Wizard of Oz. We have a 12-12 tie. And that means that Red Rachel and Biggie will square off here.
Lions don't live in the jungle. They live in the savannah.
That's a real bad clue.
But they're called the king of the jungle.
Doesn't matter. They don't live there. It's one of the things that drives me nuts.
But since they're
one of the many things.
All right. But since they're called
the king. It's a real pet peeve of mine. And it's not your fault.
No, it is. I made these.
Yeah,
but
no. Someone said that a long time ago, and it stuck.
King of the jungle. Call him the king of the jungle. Okay, Red Rachel, you can have words that begin with the letter P or R. P or R.
Well, let's make it 5 R's.
5 R's for Red Rachel and Randy Robert. All right, Randy Robert, you are trying to come up with get all 7 of these in as quick a time as you can. Then we'll give Biggie and John the same amount of time and see if they can do it. Randy Robert, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Fast as you can. All these start with the letter R. On your mark, get set, go.
This is a color. It comes before Rachel.
Red.
Yes, this is a body of water. It flows.
River.
Yes, this is very colorful in the sky.
Pass.
Okay, this is what we're on right now. It's a broadcast.
Radio.
Yes, this is a country like the USS.
Russian.
Yes, this is you use this to get up the leaves in the lawn.
Music to what?
The leaves.
Oh, my. Only four. Rake was that last one. And couldn't get Rainbow, which was In the Sky. Let's see if Biggie now, all you need is five to win the game. They're words that start with the letter P. Okay. Words that start with the letter P.
P as in Paul.
That's right. P as in Paul. Coming to you, John. Five wins you the game. John, are you ready?
Yes.
They start with P. On your mark. Get set. Go.
This was Prince's favorite color.
Purple.
Yes. This is you eat these for breakfast. You flip them.
Not pancakes.
This is the little bird animal that lives in the Arctic. Walks funny.
Penguin.
Yeah. This is Mars, Earth, or types of Saturn.
Planet.
Yes. This is the person on the ship. Arr.
Pirate.
Yes. You jigsaw blank. You put it together. Like a
puzzle.
Yes. This is a place that's really great. It's where you want to live. The
Paradise.
Ultimate. Yes.
Paradise, right. 7 out of 7. You went all the
Very
way.
Good.
Very nicely done. Went all the way with it. Oh, so close, Red Rachel. Well played for you, Randy Robert, as well. Good try. John and Biggie are the big winners today. Nicely done. I'm tell you that Snicker story off the air or something like that.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we don't want any record of it.
Penguins don't fish in the Arctic.
Yeah, penguins are not in the Arctic. They're in the Antarctic. Big pet peeve
of
mine.
Oh, sorry.
Big pet peeve of mine.
Excuse me.
I would have never caught that.
A lot of zoologists know that.
Sorry.
Yeah,
not your fault, but should be known.